is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Despite hours of surgery, author Salman Rushdie is on a ventilator and unable to speak after his attack, which has been condemned by writers and politicians around the world as an assault on freedom of expression. The Indian-born novelist was stabbed in the neck and torso on stage at a lecture in New York State on Friday and airlifted to a hospital, police said. He had spent years in hiding after Iran urged Muslims to kill him because of his writing. Meanwhile, in an interview conducted just weeks before the attack, Rushdie said his life was now relatively normal after having lived those years in hiding because of death threats. Rushdie also talked in the interview with Germany's Stern magazine about the threats he saw to U.S. democracy. He called himself an optimist, and he noted that the fatwa was pronounced long ago. That was the religious edict issued in Iran in 1989 that called on Muslims around the world to kill him for blasphemy. And several hardline Iranian newspapers poured praise on Saturday on the person who attacked and seriously wounded Rushdie. There was no official reaction yet in Iran to the attack. Veteran opposition leader Raila Odinga led Kenya's presidential race. Official election results showed on Saturday, pushing Deputy President William Ruto into second place. With just over 26% of votes counted, Odinga had 54% and Ruto had 45%, according to results provided by the Kenyan Election Commission and displayed on a large screen at a national tallying center in the capital, Nairobi. And Taliban fighters beat women protesters and fired into the air as they violently dispersed a rare rally in the Afghan capital, Kabul. This is VOA News. China's most populous city, Shanghai, has extended its weekly COVID-19 test requirement and extended free testing until the end of September in a bid to keep the virus in check. That's what authorities announced on Saturday. Citizens without a record of a nucleic acid test from within 7 days will be assigned a yellow code on Shanghai's health code system, the official notice said. A yellow code restricts access to some public venues. North Korea has dropped a face mask mandate and other social distancing rules as leader Kim Jong-un declared victory over COVID-19 this week, state media said Saturday, 3 months after its first acknowledgement of the virus outbreak in the isolated country. Ukraine and Russia are accusing each other of risking catastrophe by shelling Europe's largest nuclear power plant, occupied by Russian forces in a region expected to become one of the next big front lines of the war. Western countries have called for Moscow to withdraw its troops from the Zaporizhia plant, but there has been no sign so far of Russia agreeing to do that. The plant was captured by Russian forces in early March, but is still run by Ukrainian technicians. Firefighters from across Europe have come to France's rescue to battle a massive wildfire. While fire also raged in Portugal and parts of England faced a severe drought. This as successive heat waves renewed the focus on climate change risks. Much of Europe has faced weeks of baking temperatures that have also depleted water levels of the Rhine River in Germany and seen the source of Britain's River Thames dry up further downstream than in previous years. One person was killed and dozens were injured when high winds caused part of the main stage to collapse at a dance music festival near the Spanish city of Valencia in the early hours of Saturday. That's what regional emergency services are saying. Other infrastructure was also damaged when gusts battered the Medusa Festival, a huge electronic music festival held over 6 days in the east coast town of Culera, south of Valencia. Indian-administered Kashmir on Saturday sacked 4 government employees, citing their involvement in activities, quote, prejudicial to the interests of the security of the state, end quote. One of those dismissed is the son of the leader of a militant group fighting against India in the disputed Himalayan territory. For more stories, visit us online at voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.